Sweet Mistress Money, I here will declare thy beauty, which every one adoreth. The lofty gallant and beggar so bare, some help and comfort from thee imploreth. For thou art become the world's sweetheart, while every one doth make thee their honey. And lo, they are from thee to depart, so well they do love sweet Mistress Money. Money is that which all men obey, the wealthy rich miser doteth upon it. He puts her to trading until such a day, and is very careful in parting from it. It joys him to see a great heap of wealth, and Lady Pecunia is his dear honey. While he is content for to starve himself, even for the love of Mistress Money. The city of London doth take great care to gain her favor by some new fashion. And for her sake they will give you such ware as there is not better in any nation. For everyone's heart is now set upon her, and she is become their only dear honey. Wherever she goes, her steps they do honor, so well they do love sweet Mistress Money. Though Money's complexion be very white, yet I do think there was never yet any could equal her beauty, which is so bright, so that she hath friends and lovers many. Each one will lend her a helping hand to carry abroad their dearest honey, and they will be ready at her command, even for the love of Mistress Money. Your countrymen to the market will go with corn and such other like provision. And to procure money, sometimes you do know, they will sell it off upon any condition. To cure their hearts of sorrow and care, the savor of coin is as sweet as honey. And they are glad to sell off their ware, even for the love of Mistress Money. The shepherd that lieth abroad in the field, and never careth for wind or weather, doth hope that his sheep some profit will yield, which makes him to keep them all together. For he will sit on the side of a rock, or else lie upon a green bank that is sunny, and there he will keep his poor little flock, even for the love of Mistress Money. In city and country and every place, 'tis Money that is so much respected. For she can never receive disgrace, since many devices are still projected by those which seek her favor to gain, and make her their only delight and honey. For they will refuse no labor and pain, in hope for to get sweet Mistress Money. I think the world shall come to an end, before that Money shall be despised. For in every corner she hath a close friend, and by every one she is highly prized. In every country wherever you ride, the savor of coin is as sweet as the honey, and all the inns on the road do provide to entertain sweet Mistress Money. Now Cupid may lay by his quiver and bow, whereby sometime much love was procured. Since now to marry they are very slow, unless that a portion may be assured. For that doth carry their fancy away, so that young men do make it their honey. And many a wedding without delay is is made up for the love of money. Mark where you do come, and you shall still find that for your money you shall be attended. My host and my hostess will be very kind, but when that your silver and coin is spended, faith, then you may go with much grief and woe, because you have parted from your dear honey. For that respect which to you they did show was for the love of Mistress Money. At Rome the priests who make her a saint, who cheat the people by fond delusion. And if that you no money do want, you shall for your sins have an absolution. Thus in foreign countries wherever you go, this mammon is counted their one only honey. And unto you much kindness they'll show, even for the love of Mistress Money. The seaman likewise will travel abroad, in storms and in tempests his heart near faileth, until with commodities he be well stored, and then through the ocean he lustily saileth. He cares not if that he meets with some blows, for he so esteemeth his dearest honey, that he spreadeth his sails and away he goes, and sometimes he bringeth home gold and money. The salmon's affections are equally bent to money, which maketh them full of metal. And when they do want it, they are discontent, because their love on it they do settle. Yet I would not have you to set your heart on worldly treasure to make it your honey, but to buy this ditty before you depart, if that you do love sweet Mistress Money.